Good evening, American Fork High School. Welcome to the Nebo Tournament of Bands. This is Kevin Fallon, and I'm with you today from Fort Worth, Texas. Looking forward to your performance, where I have the privilege of evaluating you in the area of visual ensemble. And it's a really kind of a cool setup here. I'm intrigued to see what you're going to do with the different elements coming onto the field. Looking forward to it, and hope the comments that I can offer you tonight will be helpful to you as you prepare for the remainder of your season. Looking forward to it. Let's have a great show. We'll be back when you're ready. All right, everybody set. Hands are up. Looks like we're going. Great field coverage for the opening set. Yeah, I like the layered entry of the color guard from the back corner. Yeah, nice coordination of the color guard gesture and the instruments coming to playing position. Nice color guard, beautiful presentation of color in the center of the field. All right, appreciate the visual vocabulary of the body choreography. Yeah, trombones, make sure we know about how to curve. If we can get there together, understand the visual count structure of the phrase. Nice, nice impactful presentation of this opening set. Love the cargo presentation in the middle of the frame. Yeah, nice balance. Evidence of sound training and visual technique in the lower body and upper body orientation. Good. Love the timing irregularity right here in front of the field between the trumpets and the trombones. Just make sure that we're applying the technique to our practice field. Very nice, and color guard, coordination of that equipment work. Okay, vertical alignment here, brass. You kind of want to make sure we're covered down. You make sure body center is where you want it to be. But again, staging to enhance what's happening musically makes perfect sense. Where we are on the field now, it's just a matter of the execution of the visual phase. Okay, I like the layered movement across the field. Battery coming across center, shifting my focus over the battery. Yes, there is not 100% sure track locked in the way you wanted it to visually. Alright, nice right there. Good, bringing the woodwinds and brass back together. And again, the layered transition with the trumpets and low brass. Body gesture in the woodwind, some individual lefts in terms of coordination and timing at the isolated attack. Trumpet's pass coming across the front, make sure you have some sort of visual reference for the tempo. Feet timing issues are a bit of an issue creeping in there, and I'm just not sure that we're seeing the drum major's hands. Make sure you can see. Alright, so we've got color guard going into and coming out of the hat pops in the back of the field. Alright, focus. There's a lot going on here, so we'll fractures, flags, and the coordination of those isolated flaps to what's happening visually. Okay, I get it. Alright, I like that, woodwinds. Nice job. Yeah, the trumpet in the center is doing the little sort of spindle turn at the end of that hot set. Make sure that you, if you're going to do something there, it's going to bring individual attention. You got to get out of your skin a little bit from that. If that's something that's supposed to be part of the show. Otherwise, it looks like we're off. We're confused. All right. All right, microphones. Let's see. Wait, just missing a touch, anything? I'm looking at an aircraft spacing issue. I'm not sure if it's, we're just missing a body from the field. Woodwinds over here on side 12. Has some picks. Can make sure again, count structure coming into that hot set. Good. Nice coordination of physical motion and physical gesture to the isolated, accented eighth notes at the end of that transition. When you look like All right, nice presentation of the trumpet soloist. Might want to stage the trumpet soloist a little deeper into the back of that circle, because we do miss the lower half of the performer. If the performer is standing in the center of the circle, we'll lose the bottom of the performer. If we move them back in the circle a little bit, in small arenas like this, you know, maybe if you're in a large venue like Indianapolis, we don't have that effect. But a lot of venues we're performing in at home, we can create a little more balance by pushing the soloist a little deeper into that space. Okay, looking at the color guard in the front and center stage with the dandelions. Nice effect. Yeah, careful. Yeah, I'm saying careful because some of our transitions here are just a little bit forced, and so this would be an organic evolution of like the little pods after the curvilinear forms, and right now they're kind of running instead of like moving artfully from one to the next, and so it distracts our attention away from what we have going on with the dandelion stuff and what's going on with the evolution of the form on the side B proper. And I get the feeling I'm supposed to be looking for something over here, but now the attention is shifted over to side A where the current is. So something maybe to bring a focus to that element. Now what now is happening, so... Right, so I'm looking for that, like the focus shifts over to side A. I almost wonder if we could bring that soloist over earlier to bring the focus over earlier, but the way that flows is pretty natural, so I don't know if it really a change is necessary. It's just that earlier in the phrase I was looking for something to bring our attention over there. Then when it did, it was like a little too late for the train of thought that I was on. All right, looking at battery layered integration for this feature moment back here. Vocabulary appreciated. A lot of the linear material here is really expelled, friends. Yeah, coming out into that window diagonal. And again, you know, we have different perspectives where you are in the field. Just make sure all that linear stuff, anything that's block linear formations, we need to make sure that we have our own awareness of something around us. Now, trumpets timing of feet coming into that set. Those feet outside the 30-35-yard line have to anticipate and not respond to what you hear. I get the impression that a lot of our outside winds, especially trumpets, flutes, bass, clarinets, saxes, might be responding to aural stimulus rather than watching drum majors and getting on the front side of the beat. All right, nice evolution of the trombone low brass form out here. Know when the horns come up. Looking at tuba timing of feet across the back, some inconsistencies, make sure that we're watching. And again, back there, back hash area, you gotta anticipate. Nice, ladies. Nice color guard. Bringing the color across the field. And that layered tempo on the feet. Nice. Yeah, individuals not feeling the subdivision of the beat, but as a compositional element, really, really well thought out. Contrary motion where it exists, enabling us to focus on upper body orientation. Where we have similar motion, we're looking at feet and lower body technique, and we're seeing some irregularity. So, need to continue to hone in individual performance excellence. Okay, set up this last five slot. Make sure you take all the counts in this last transition to set it up well. Yeah, beautiful presentation of color across the field. Yeah, nice. Very nicely done. Yeah, so a lot of good things happening here. Really appreciate the attention to detail, some of the things that you're doing, that you are doing, in terms of accenting musical line, using body vocabulary to do that, making sure that the color guard here is just filling the field with color and doing it in ways that are really appropriate. The only color guard moment that really made me scratch my head was when the main musical impact was over here on side B and the color guard was all alone over on side A, and there was nothing really to make our attention go there until after the impact had completed. Really, I mean, we're starting to look at the evolution of the show from the beginning to the end, and that's one moment. Whereas throughout the remainder of the show, there's this really brilliant integration and presentation of color. The things that we need to do now to take things to the next level are really focused on individual excellence. And so where we have individuals who are not in time in the feet, who don't know where hearts and step-offs are, who don't know count structure of musical and visual phrases, that is the focus if we want to take this thing where you want to take it. And I know where you want to get to. So we're going to make that happen, get those individuals on the same page, and then continue working to establish performance excellence. And excited to see where you take it. Hey, thanks for your performance tonight. Enjoyed it a lot. And best wishes on the remainder of the season.